Report: Half of border crossers bused to NYC are not vaccinated against polio. By John Binder on April 17, 2023. Half of the more than 50,000 border crossers bused to the sanctuary city of New York from Texas are not vaccinated against the often deadly polio virus, officials revealed. Since the spring of 2022, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has bused hundreds of thousands of newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens to Democrat-controlled sanctuary cities like New York City, where more than 50,000 have arrived over the last year. A letter authored by New York City Health Commissioner Ashwin Bhusan obtained by the New York Post shows the extent to which New Yorkers could be exposed to viruses and diseases that have been eradicated from the United States due to the inflow of unvaccinated migrants. In particular, Bhusan notes that more than 25,000 of those border crossers who have arrived in New York City over the last year are not vaccinated against the polio virus. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, between 2 and 10 out of 100 people who have paralysis from polio virus infection die, because the virus affects the muscles that help them breathe. Vaccination rates for certain diseases are low in some of the most common countries of origin, with rates hovering around 50% for polio as an example, Bhusan writes. Likewise, Bhusan admits there have been outbreaks of chickenpox among border crossers who are staying in the city's shelter system. In addition, most of the newly arrived border crossers, Bhusan writes, have traveled through countries with high rates of tuberculosis and thus ought to be tested for the disease so as not to spread it. An outbreak of varicella is occurring among families who recently arrived and are residing in shelters and other facilities in NYC. Most cases have been among unvaccinated children, but cases have also occurred among young adults. Emphasis added. Many people who recently arrived in NYC have lived in or traveled through countries with high rates of TB, tuberculosis. Emphasis added. News of the alarming number of border crossers arriving in New York City unvaccinated against polio comes after the Post reported that migrant children are enrolling and attending city public schools without meeting vaccination requirements. As Breitbart News reported months ago, New Yorkers are expected to foot a $4.2 billion bill to clothe, house, educate, and provide medical services to border crossers arriving on a weekly basis to the city. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Adams, D., has used the migrant inflow to New York City as a tool to transfer billions of dollars to the city's real estate industry, members of which also serve as big-dollar donors to the mayor. The massive influx of illegal immigration has been immensely profitable for New York City's real estate industry. A recent report from the Urban Institute revealed that taxpayers spent $2.1 billion on a program for migrants, with almost all of that money ending up in the hands of real estate investors. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.